हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. In the summer season in Vrindavan, when there is hot, when it is very hot in Vrindavan, at that time, to please the Lord, the devotees arrange cool flowers bungalow for them. It's a very beautiful festival. The flowers, which are fragrant, like Zai, Zui, Mogra, and specific Mallige flowers from South India, or Champa, all these flowers are cooling in nature. Whenever you wear a garland of flowers, you immediately feel cool. So those all flowers from all over India are gathered. They come by flight from Bangalore, from Jaipur, from various places. Rose from Vrindavan, and they make actual bungalow. They actually prepare a bungalow of flowers with wooden frames and doors and khidki and first floor, second floor, third floor, like that they make. And in the entrance of the bungalow, they make Krishna's place, asan for him. You can say Vyasasan or Singhasan or Vyaspeet for him, or Vedi. And the Lord is brought there. So Lord is generally behind, but the full bungalow is made right in the front on the stage. And then at the mouth of the stage, where there is the gate of that so-called full bungalow, there the Lord is brought and put on Singhasan there. And one bungalow I saw, you'll be very happy, still in my mind, that the full bungalow was made of very colorful flowers. And not only the colorful flowers are there in the bungalow, but that is in the front of you. But you are sitting and standing in the temple courtyard, temple hall, you can see. And the temple hall also is filled with flowers. It's all round and round, sumbar is there, How your chandelier like this? It's a very simple chandelier. A huge flower chandelier hanging is made in temple. All hanging decorations. Plus the walls are also decorated with full flowers. Full flowers. All sides, as if you are entering in a big bungalow. So the entrance of temple also is flower entrance. Inside there are flower entrances, flower kaman and pillars filled with flowers. So if you enter temple now, it's filled with fragrance of flowers and it's cooling in nature. And then from the ceiling comes a big pipe like this, and it goes up like this, and it is a fawara like that, fountain of rose water. It's an area which is covered. All temples, Manke Bihari, Radha Vallabh, all temples like that. Vaishakh, when Chandanatra starts, along with that also starts. Sometimes it starts right at the end of winter also. It costs something like 50 lakh rupees, 25 lakh rupees like that to make all that preparation. And people are so expert, in one night they prepare everything. Because today it is your donation, tomorrow it is her donation. So they have to remove everything today and put again tomorrow something. So they will bring wooden planks and wooden platforms. And sometimes they put banana and apple and fruits, all that fruits also. They'll make fruit kaman also. And then they'll put flowers. So what I remember of Banke Bihari was put in a big lotus flower, made up of flowers. Huge lotus like this, and in between is standing, as if a bhavra, in the big lotus. Pink color flowers were all there. What is the use of describing here everything, It's just words. You will get tempted, but you will not know exactly what I'm talking about.
And more important is, we can see the from so near.
So because the full bungalow cannot be made where the deity is usually sitting. So that's why they make the full bungalow and the deity have to come out. So usually the deities are inside only with a lamp light. The light which is coming out of the lamp. Only that much light is there, and you have to see the Lord in that much light. So you have to always squeeze your eyes and put binoculars sometimes. But then the Lord comes right in front of you. That means I am standing here, and the Lord is here. Like that you can see. Radharaman deity is exactly of this size. This much size only. That's all. So when it's inside, you can't even see much. But the same deity comes out on a big singhasan. And then you can see nicely. So, Vaishakh month, when there is heat, all the deities come out for full bangla. There is one temple in Vrindavan called as Radha Vallabh temple. Radha Vallabh temple, is very speciality is there, that Radha Vallabhji, Radha Vallabh is Krishna, one who is Vallabh, one who is dear to Radha, Radha Vallabh. So we say Radha, Radha Vallabh, Radha and Radha Vallabh. So Radha Vallabh is very fond of getting married. So anybody of you can donate a Byaula. Byaula means to get them married. So when you donate, then that day they get married. And marriage means flower decoration, bungalow, and the Lord will come out in swing, and he will swing with Radharani, and the Pujari will come, chant mantras, get them married, a flower exchange, garland exchange, everybody is given feast, patake podte bazar mein jaake, akash mein the flower fireworks are there, full temple is decorated, everybody is given laddus, and it's a festival called Byaula. And Radha Vallabhji is fond of getting married any season, there is no need of season for that. Anytime anybody feels like, he gets married. So in that reason also they come out. For that reason also, Radha Vallabhji comes out. So, Vrindavan Dham is a pura festivity. Every day and day out. Anytime you go. We go in Yatra in the month of October, a typical month. But throughout the year there is festivity. If you go Shravan and Bhadrapad month, no? Full time there is festivity, constantly. There is one festival called Jhulan Yatra, where there is time to swing. Radha and Krishna are swinging. In every nook and corner, every nook and village, every smallest part of Vrindavan village. Vrindavan is now township, but whole Vrindavan Braj Mandal is very big. Include Barsana, Nandagaon, everything. Everywhere they are swinging. Even in small house and a hut, they will put a jhula and they will swing the Lord. Sing songs. You have to see that in big temples how they decorate the jhula. So beautiful. And how they decorate the garlands that they make and the strings that they make of flowers. So beautiful they are really. So decorative and so artistic and so nice. So fragrant. And for the pleasure of the Lord, devotees are offering all those things. Full bangla. This is month of full bangla. But you to enjoy full bangla, you have to bear the heat of Vrindavan. So hot.
Even when Ramchandra was father, we have taken it was pure vision. Now last moment is there, only 10 days maybe.
Yeah.
So Lord Ashoka now, he is in consciousness you take. That time he told us that it is too hot, it is not practical. But when we went there and it is from very near, we can see the darshan. And he was so happy. He says, it is better that you have.
My daughter was there last week. So, Radharaman Dev's birthday was there. So, she saw the Abhishek right from here, like this close. You want to hear Radharaman's story?
Yes.
How many of you remember Radharaman's story? No one. Because your hard disks are all full. All oversubscribed. You make a separate compartment in the hard disk of your brain. Only for the stories of the Lord. Never forget it. And if possible, wipe everything out and make the full brain as hard disk for Krishna only. Nothing else. Then life will be very successful and life will be very happy, full of bliss. That is why the brain is given to you. Otherwise, cats and dogs and ants' brain is enough for eating, sleeping. Hena? What do we do when we take birth? When ant takes birth, what she does? Finding food, taking sleep when tired. When time comes, make another ant, for example. Matlab, male, female come together and create progeny. And defend. If attack comes, then you defend oneself, right? Only ahara, nidra, maithun and suraksha. Only four things they do. This is the activity done by every living entity. Whether insect, whether bird, whether tree, whether fish, aquatic, whether birds flying in the sky, whether human beings or animals, or cows, or dogs, cats, tigers, everybody does the four activities. Nothing great if you do this same four activities. And you think that you can come this side. or you can move that side and take her inside. So the ant's brain is fully equipped to find food, to protect oneself, to sleep and to have sex. Ant's brain, mosquito's brain, fish brain, whatever brain, wherever the brain is for tree, these four things are going on everywhere. All four activities are done by all living entities, and you also do the same thing what the ant is doing. So ant's brain is enough to do these four activities. Dog's brain also is equipped how to eat food, how to defend oneself and all. So why such big brain is given to you by the Lord? For the same four activities? No, I don't think so. The Lord has given such a big brain to understand Him. And by the way, you also can do the four activities. You can also find food. I mean, you are finding food by doing nursing and by doing some calculations and by doing some computer work. That is your way of finding food. Dog's way of finding food is just wandering around and searching. Your way of finding food is working in official hours in AC compartment, computer with chasma on the eyes and looking in the computer and doing some calculations. That is your way of finding food. Ultimately finding food only, there is nothing great we are doing. Right? It's just ways and means. I have become doctor to find food. You have become dietitian to find food. She has become nurse to find food. It's a ways and means of ultimately finding food. Right? And the dog is doing security by his claws or by barking or by scaring somebody. And you are putting security by putting locks, electronic lock and this lock and that lock and password and security in bank and fixed deposits and locker and putting your things in locker and all this. This is your security. Or sometimes you make a gun also. Somebody is attacking you, keep a gun with you to protect yourself. And human beings also have sex, they have children. Nothing great. The dog also is doing the same thing. The bird is doing the same thing. Crow is doing the same thing. Insect is doing the same thing. And sleeping. Dog is sleeping under a hand cart. Very peacefully. Maybe much more fresher he gets up in the morning than you and me. And dogs go to sleep in second as soon as they want to sleep. And you may have to take a pill. Or you want to go to gymnasium and get yourself tired to go to sleep. Otherwise your mind is so disturbed, in anxiety, in trouble. You may not go to sleep. I have difficulty in falling asleep in the night from childhood. Cut ho gaya to I have to get up and then in 2 hours I will not get sleep. And dog starts barking, I can't sleep in the night. So the four things which animals do in a much, much better way, we do not do in that better way. Can you sleep for 6 months in a row? No. But there is an animal called Bhalu, bear in the mountains, sleeps for 6 months in a row. The frog, before rainy season, is underground, sleeping for 6 months, sometimes 3 months, 4 months. Hibernation, bolte usko. We cannot do that. I want to eat a lot, go on eating. Nice, 56 items are there in the marriage. Somebody's marriage is there. And there is 80 items I have seen in one marriage. When Anil Agarwal's son was getting married, we were invited. There were 80 items. What 80? Even if I take 1 gram of each, sir, I can't attain 80 items. It's not possible. By that time you feel, I wish I had a big stomach. I can go on eating. I wish, only wish and wish. But I can't eat. Only 2-3 items I ate and my stomach was full. And what about those 76 items which I wanted to eat? So it's not possible. But if elephant is invited in that marriage of Anil Agarwal's son, then what happens? Elephant will eat everything. Eti kya? Wo pura kha jayega. Whatever you have made inside the kitchen also is finished. So animals can do better than us, right? You may not be with any weapon and you face tiger. Who will win? You will win? Tiger unarmed and you unarmed. Who will win? So who is a better defense man? You are a tiger. No, tiger will any time. Tiger, even cockroach can defeat you. You are 100 kilo maybe, or 60 kilo, 70 kilo, and a 5 gram cockroach has thrown you. 5 grams. Finished you are. Tiger doesn't, cockroach doesn't need any weapon, any atom bomb or any missile to attack you, or any gun or revolver. He just has to fly on you, that's all. He sits on you or a lizard, maybe 15 grams. A mosquito, in the night you are sleeping very peacefully, he comes and nicely bites you. After 10 days, 104 fever, shivering. The Alexander the Great, you know, he conquered the whole world. In India he was defeated. Why? Malaria. Because malaria, he could not, he ran away from India. Yeah, he got malaria when he came to India and he went back. His all army got malaria. What to speak of his Mohim malaria? Such a tiny, you know, we cannot even weigh, you can't even say he's a 1 gram, he may be 1 milligram in weight. That fellow bit him and he gave him such knockdown fever. He couldn't even lift his sword also. He was so weak. Small insect defeated him. And today, you know, invisible people also defeat you. What is HIV virus? You can't even see who is your enemy and where is he. You can't even locate him in the body. But destroy your life completely, right? So fine time conveyed to you by all these examples. Your brain is not given to you to do the same 4 activities that the insects also are doing. This brain is not given for that. Such big brain is given to you, such quality brain, by which a small tiny Braj Kishori can, if you are trained, you can control an elephant also. You will stand and show the whip, elephant will do salute to you. If you are trained, even in circus, a joker, lion and tiger, they are controlling. Just by instruction. No? Why? Because human brain. Human brain is so powerful. Itna bada bhaisa, ye bachcha usko pakad ke ghumata hai. Gaon mein. Dekha na aapne? Uska wajan to ek 120 cc bhi kam rahega uska wajan. Matlab 100va hissa hai na bhais ka wajan. Wo bhi bachcha ka nahi rahega wajan. Still, the small boy is controlling a bhaisa and making him go here and then beating also him. Because of the quality of the brain that is given to you. And that quality and that quantity, both, is not given to you only to eat, sleep, have sex and make defense. It is meant to understand God. It is given to you with the purpose of understanding Him. Because understanding Him is very difficult, much more difficult than creating children, procuring food and sleeping and creating environments. You are sleeping in air condition, in soft gaddi, still restless and difficult to go to sleep. And the tiger is sleeping under the tree in the forest. A dog or a cat, anywhere, they sleep, get up in the morning fresh, nicely. So, even those things which animals do nicely, we can't do with this brain. Because your brain is not meant for these purposes. You may use it for other purposes, but it is not meant for this purpose. So all this grey substance and white substance, grey matter and white matter, is supposed to be utilized to understand what is the purpose of life and why we are here. That's why I said, in the beginning, you start using small part of your brain to understand God. If you like it, start using larger amount of your brain for understanding God. If you really are into it, use your full brain. When you use your full brain to think of the Lord and to understand God, then actually you will be happy. By the way, actually you will be happy even in the middle of your miseries of life. You may be having a broken heart, you may be having financial distress, you may be houseless, you may be, all must have died in your house and your child must have failed in the SSC exam and so many miseries, no? If your child fails, you have passed with great marks, but your child has failed in SSC, then you are miserable, no? You may be gold medalist in MBBS, and your child has failed in 5th standard. So you are miserable. You can't say, I am gold medalist, I am happy. You are still sad. Or you are sitting in your house, and somebody punctures your car, tire. You are sitting in your car, nice relatives are there, you are having nice food, and someone tells, sir, that boy came and punctured your car. You're so unhappy, you become, my God. I wanted to go out with family now in 5 minutes, you know, now this puncture, this and that. Or someone tells you, somebody came and they scratched your car. So painful it is, right? So your life may be miserable, lot of things may be happening unexpectedly. But still, if your brain is filled with Lord's thoughts, you will be happy. That is the point I am trying to make. Even if you are suffering from variety of miseries in your own life, which you are, and definitely everybody is suffering with so many unwanted things. Nice husband, nice wife, nice family, settled, good job, family, property, everything is there. But still there are so many sufferings are happening. So many sufferings. Husband says one line to you and your 2 days, 2 nights are miserable. Anna god lagat nahi. Kaha to asa bolna mala. Everything is there. Good money, good food, nice mangoes are brought at home, but to mala asa ka bolna parwa. Bas. Khana pina haram. So many miseries are there in life, right? In spite of all those miseries, if one is God conscious, Krishna conscious in his full brain, then he'll be happy. That is how it is. So what the story I want to tell you is, I first created space in your brain. Why I told all these things? Suppose you give me your pen drive, you give me a pen drive which is 4 GB and said, sir, I want your lectures, please download it. And I say the pen drive is full. So what I have to do? I'll ask Vaidehi, what I should delete? She said, sir, you can delete everything, no problem. So first I will delete everything, then I can put something. Right? Otherwise I cannot put anything there. However you want, however I want, you want to take, I want to give, still your pen drive is full. So I cannot do anything. So I have to first create space in the pen drive or hard drive or whatever. So what I did by all these talks, I created some space in your pen drive. Now I will tell you. Only on one promise, if you all not sleep, and then I will tell you the story. If you sleep, I will stop the story. If you feel sleepy, you can stand up and prove that you want to hear. Then I will continue, okay? I have got 5 more minutes to go. So all of you know that Narasimha Bhagavan is so merciful. Prahlad just pointed out and he came. He just pointed out. Yes, he is there in the pillar also. And instantly Lord came out from the pillar to fulfill the word of his devotee. To respond to the faith of a devotee. How much faith Prahlad had. That yes, he is there in the pillar. The Lord immediately came out from the pillar. So there is a custom in Hare Krishna temples. Or in the history also, hundreds of years back also. There used to be custom on the day of Narasimha Jayanti. In the evening when Lord appeared from the pillar and killed Hiranyakashipu, to commemorate the event, the devotees read that pastime. Open Bhagavatam and read. Or they perform drama of the same event. I'll tell you, there must not be any other drama as famous as this drama. Any time of the day, a year, month, you can perform this drama. And you will get claps. People know what's going to happen in drama. Nothing suspense is there anymore. People, bachcha bhi bolega, dekho dekho, abhi wo khamba hai na, wo toot ke bahar aayega. Uske piche khada hai na, wo abhi tod ke aa jayega. All children will tell you in the audience. But still, when the Lord breaks the pillar and he comes out and he roars, everybody claps loudly, and then he fights with Hiranyakashipu and he tears him apart. Everybody claps and claps and claps. Victory of good over the evil. Everybody enjoys, you know. Then Ram in the drama will hit an arrow to Ravan. Everybody will say, Haribo, very nice, you know? Like that. So they either perform drama or they read or they narrate the story. So that day, on the auspicious day of Narasimha appearance, everybody gets purified by hearing the story of Lord Narasimha. Even Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna came as Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri every day. He would hear only one pastime from Gadadhar Pandit. The pastime of Narasimha Dev killing Hiranyakashipu. And you are all sitting. Maybe some of you will go to sleep after a few minutes. But Lord Chaitanya was dancing. The reciter was sitting. And the hearing person was dancing. The story of Narasimha Bhagavan. So that pastime was being read by one Goswami called Gopal Bhatta Goswami, a South Indian Goswami. And he had Shaligram Shila. How many of you know Shaligram Shila? Kalyanam Shila is a very nice, smooth, rounded Shila, stone. He is worshipped as a lord. No hands and no legs, no eyes, nothing is there on that. So one big man came, rich man, and he was donating the dresses and crowns and ornaments to all the deities in Vrindavan. So whoever had deities, he went to the Goswamis and gave those dresses and those murlis and garlands and necklaces and ornaments and everything. So he came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami also. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, I don't have a lord which has form. My lord is only a rounded stone. At the most I can draw eyes and put murli next to that. But these garlands, and I don't know how to wear it. So that time the desire came in his heart that, my lord, I wish you had eyes and you had body and your form. And the Narasimha Chaturthi came. The person had come much before that. He had nonetheless offered those things. He said, no, you still take it. I have brought it for you. Please accept my donation to you. So he took that donation. But how to use it, he didn't know, because Lord had no form. Hare Krishna. Lord had no form. So Narasimha Chaturthi came. And naturally he arranged a festival of Narasimha Bhagwan, and there was festival and story. So he opened Bhagavatam and read the whole story to all the devotees who were listening. And then he thought, Hare, while reading only he came to realize that, Hare, my Lord, Prahlad just said one thing and he appeared from the pillar. From nowhere he appeared. So why can't he appear from my stone also? My Shaligram Shila is Krishna himself, no doubt about it. But if he desired, the way he responded to Prahlad, why he cannot come from this Shaligram Shila and become beautiful hands and feet and everything? So he just thought like that, and the day ended, festival ended, he put the Lord to rest and he went to sleep. And next morning he woke up, he had 12 Shaligram Shilas, 12, and each of them he was worshipping separately, and each of them was put to sleep by a cloth and nice things, everything. Everybody was on Shayana service. When he woke up in the morning, first thing he saw, one of them, you have a napkin? See, like this cloth he had put on every Shaligram Shila. So there may be 12 like this and 12 cloths. So one of the cloth was like this, raised. So surprise, what is there? Why it got raised? He immediately went to Jamuna, took bath and got himself fresh, chanted mantras and opened them. When he opened this particular one, he saw that from the rounded Shaligram Shila, from the front part, had appeared the full Lord with hands and legs and playing flute and beautiful eyes and hair and fully formed body, which is only this much tall, only 12 fingers tall, like this. You can put four fingers. And four fingers. How much it is? 12 fingers. Exactly of this size. This much size murti had come out of a stone, front of the stone. And the stone was there only. And from the front part of the stone, same material stone deity had manifested. And that deity stayed there in Vrindavan. And exactly on the day next of Narasimha Chaturthi. Chaturthi and Purnima. Next day is Purnima. Vaishak Shuddha Purnima. On that day, this miracle happened. Previous day, Narasimha Chaturthi, appearance day, festival, he slept and early morning he saw that from one Shila called Damodar Shila, the Lord had appeared. And that deity was so beautiful that Gopal Bhatta Goswami immediately went and called other senior Goswamis. Please come. Miracle happened in my temple. Please come and see. So Sanatana Goswami came, Rupa Goswami came, Jiva Goswami came, everybody came running to see the miracle, and Rupa Goswami named the deity as Radha Raman Dev. And that festival took place just 5 days back, 1 week back, on 25th of May, Vaishak Purnima. And that deity is so small, so it was brought in front on that day, and 5 o'clock in the morning there was 1200 liters of Abhishek was done. Even our temple, every festival, 1,000 liters Abhishek is done. With our temple. You saw? Array. You know, one kalash holds maybe not less than 10 liters. Any kalashi that you hold in the armpit, that much big shank is there. You can put a handa water, handa filled with ghee or handa filled with milk in that shank. And you have to hold it like this. You have to have also strength to hold that. Otherwise it will fall from your hand. And there are two in Mayapur. And the two big devotees are, one big devotee is pouring the matka in that, and the other big devotee is putting on the Lord. Again, stone, Narsingh Bhagwan. So big. That day I told story here to you. I wanted you to tell, but somehow I could only send SMS to two of you. I sent to you also. You saw? So beautiful it is. So beautiful. 4 to 6 in the evening. Every year we see that on the internet. So every day, every other day is a festival. It is said that each and every day in the devotional life of the Lord, not only in Hare Krishna, by the way, please understand. I am not saying only in Hare Krishna temples every day is a festival. No. Wherever you worship the Lord and you serve the Lord, for that person, every day is a festival. What does festival mean? Happiness. Enjoyment. Festival doesn't mean you are sorry, morose, you are depressed. Festival means even depressed people become happy. That's why there is more psychiatric problems in West, and comparatively, it is also here but less in India. Because India is a land of festivities. Jab dekha tabhi festivity. Aur Udupi mein jaa, Udupi mein, how many people came in Udupi? Huh? Every evening Rath Yatra. We celebrate Rath Yatra once in a year here. So, apne Bhakti Vidhan mein kaisa hai, every day Rath Yatra. Like that, every day Rath Yatra in the evening. Every day. And not only in Udupi temple, in my hometown temple, you name any temple in South India. Every day, like Guru Vayur, Sri Rangam, Ananta Padmanabh, Adikeshav, whichever temple is there, Vishnu Kanchi, Shiv Kanchi, Madurai, every temple in the evening, there is a nice palanquin, nice golden deity, dancing devotees, going around, coming back. You can't be unhappy in that, by the way. However down you are, if you are in the procession, you can't be unhappy. You have to be happy only. Sometimes they will light firecrackers and they will dance and distribute sweets, and Lord is going around 4-5 rounds and going back in the ashram in the end. Because India is land of festivities, people are happy. When you give up the Lord, you start becoming unhappy and you start becoming mentally depressed. You with the Lord is equal to happiness. You minus the Lord, unhappiness. Simple. To the degree you are with the Lord, to that degree you are happy. To that degree you are not with the Lord, to that degree you are unhappy. It's not either you are with Him or without Him. Sometimes you are partly with Him and partly with yourself. Partly with your selfish plans and partly with the Lord's plans. That much you are with the Lord's plans, you'll be happy. And that much you are not with the Lord's plan and selfish plans, you'll be unhappy, morose, depressed. All kinds of negative feelings will be there in you. Hare Krishna. So, Radha Raman Dev Bhagavan ki jai. Radha Raman ko, I challenge you. You come to Vrindavan. And Radha Raman ko dekh kar aap santusht ho gaye, to I challenge you that it can't be possible. You cannot take your eyes off him. You just go in the temple and start watching him. You will not feel like giving up the sight of the Lord. So beautiful he is. Every day he looks different. Every day he is so small. So small ornament, so small necklace, so small murli, so small feta, so small peacock feather. So beautifully decorated every day. And in summer he is mostly open. In winter he is mostly covered. In summer he is mostly open only. They call him as Kopin Thakurji. Kopin Thakurji matlab kya? The Lord who wears Kopin. The Langoti. Small Lord with small Langoti, and that Langoti Mahaprasad is with me. Sometimes if you remind me on before Friday, I will bring it and show it to you. The cloth with Lord wears as his kopin, that is with me at home. Somebody presented me that. So we suppose I give somebody, kya is me and what is there? It's a small cloth, you know, not even 1 centimeter in length. If you are in love with Radha Raman, it's the greatest gift one can receive. The kopin that Lord wore. Otherwise, it's a useless thing. I have 1 million rupees worth cloth in my house. What is the big thing? Huh? Shah Rukh Khan has 1 crore worth tie. He has 1 crore worth tie is there with him. So if you tell him that I have got Radharaman's Kopin, he will laugh at me. He doesn't know the value of the Kopin of Radharaman. Huh? He knows only value of 1 crore. So he knows I have a tie. He is so proud of that tie. But those who are Lord's devotees, they know what is most valuable. Right now, a couple came to my room. Huh? From USA. They are Indians, but they are staying in USA, in Los Angeles, and they got just married. I was there in the marriage and they came to me in the hospital. You know what I gave them just now? Of course I gave them some gifts also. But I gave them dust tied up in a paper. I said, this is my gift to you. Now if I tell somebody outside, hey, Dr. Shambhag, the director of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, gave dust or earth to somebody on marriage present. But then I will tell you, okay, this dust is from Man Mandir of Barsana, where Radha Rani and Krishna perform pastimes. It is the dust from that place. Just by touching one morsel of the dust, one can attain Golok Vrindavan, get freed from life and death. Then you understand, oh, that dust I packed for him and I gave him. Another thing I gave him, which is appears to be most insignificant, I gave him some sandalwood. But that sandalwood is applied to Sri Gopalji in Radha Gopinath temple in this month. Yesterday this ceremony got over of putting Chandan on the Lord. So Lord is this much big, 4 feet tall. He is filled with Chandan. And then Chandan dries up and next day it is removed from his body. And that Chandan is given to devotees as prasadam. So that Chandan I gave it to him, the husband and wife, please. 2 packets I gave it to him. But the 2 most insignificant like looking things, they're the most powerful things. Even it is said the creator Brahma is hankering for 1 dust particle of Sri Vrindavan Dham. But he is not able to get that. And you and me are getting that. So we have to understand. For to understand that, you have to have knowledge. Ki what is the meaning of that dust? Otherwise, it's like red dirt, you know, red matti. South India mein to sab jagah red matti milta hai. What is the big thing? That red matti is from that place where Radha Krishna are living eternally. So, if you don't have knowledge, the most powerful things of this world will appear insignificant to you. And if you have knowledge, then the most so-called insignificant looking things will be most valuable for you. It can be even your way back to Godhead. It can even be an instrument to take you from this world to the next. That much power is there in those things. So I said, before you are taking the packet from me, take the dust and put on your head first. You come from Los Angeles. Next time, you don't know how you will be again closer to Barsana or Vrindavan. Right now, take it. And take it with you. Whenever you feel little low, apply this on your head. You will become charged up completely. So this is how it is. Life today, in human life, this human life is meant to understand the secrets of all these things. If you do not know the secrets of all these things, life is a waste. Simply waste and miserable also, as he is saying rightly. Not only it will be waste, but it will be full of miseries also at the same time. So I wish you all the best to become happy in life. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Hare Krishna. That dust, I will give you. Whoever wants it, first ask, then I will give you. But nobody is asking what I can do. Suppose I am, for example, when Radharani was born, Vrishbhanu Maharaj, he was a very wealthy man. He had godams of jewels, you know. Each jewel was filled in a godam of different kinds. When Radharani was born, he was so happy. He opened one godam, diamonds, and distributed diamond to everybody. Huh? Then the sadhus and everybody came and took diamonds and they were going away. Then they heard, Arey, Vrishbhanu Maharaj opened another godam. So they dropped that diamond there only on the ground and ran to take another gift. Then he emeralds, he distributed to everybody. And they were going back. They heard his third godam he has opened now. They dropped emeralds on the road and they went running. And like that, the sadhus were running back and forth only. And it is explained that the full Vrindavan Dham was that day filled with jewels everywhere because they were dropping jewels like anything. So much of jewels were given as gifts. But somebody says there was a monkey comes. For him it's like a stone. Shining stone. He'll put it in the mouth and see, kuch eatable hai kya? He'll throw it away. So if you have a monkey like brain, then those jewels are useless. The human brain is very valuable. You will say, abhi kaun sa gaadi leke aaun bhar ke, sabhi raste pe pada hua hai sab. It's all filled up on the road, yaar. I don't know from which side I should start collecting. So like that, this treasure is all in my house. Variety of treasures. I can go on listing them, what all the things I have got. Day you will ask me, I'll give you. If you really are interested, then you will remember, note down, put a reminder on your mobile and remind me on Friday morning, Prabhuji, wo kupin leke aana. Tumhe leke aunga, wo dikhaunga, kupin kya hota hai. You know what I now not tell you all the things what I have got. I'll tell you one thing which I must tell you. That, you know Jagannath, not Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is the only Lord who changes his body. A new body is formed. Right? And the old body and new body are kept in front of each other. And something called Nabi Brahma is transferred from one body to another. You have come to Jagannath Puri? No. But I told a story to you, maybe. So, when they transfer that from this Jagannath to this Jagannath, they put some fresh leaves of Tulsi and fresh Chandan and fresh flowers. And after whatever number of years, 12 or 19 or 7, whatever number of years, a calculation. After that, this body is to be discarded and next body has to be made. And when you are changing from this body to another body, the Chandan and the flowers and the Tulsi is as fresh as it was put after 17 years also. I have got that Chandan also with me. Last time when I went to Jagannath Puri, the Pujari told ki, Prabhuji, main aapko dena chahta hun. I thought ki, itna precious thi, so khali bol raha hai. He may not give me, no? Because he may be also having share with so many Pujaris there. So he must have got his share and then he must be having so many guests like me. So how much he can share? So I said, please, if you want to give me, I am waiting. Please give me that. अब यात्रा खत्म हो गया सब मैं टैक्सी में बैठ गया जाने के लिए एयरपोर्ट जाने के लिए तभी भी उसका आया नहीं ऐसा कि मसल सेट जस्ट लाइक दैट बट बिलीव मी जस्ट टू मिनट्स बिफोर द कार स्टार्टेड टू गो टू एयरपोर्ट ही सेड ओपन द कार अगेन एंड ही केम एंड गेव मी दैट आई टोल्ड यू ना दिस इज नॉट ओनली द चंदन बट द क्लॉथ ऑफ द लॉर्ड विच वॉज देयर इन साइड ऑल्सो ही गेव मी सो इट इज देयर विथ मी हरे कृष्ण Yeah, I can bring it over here. You can apply. You may not apply that. You can just touch the chandan on your head. I touch it to so many sannyasis who come here, gurus who come here. I let them touch it nicely. And I keep it in my house so beautifully. And some people who are very fortunate, and I remember also maybe when they are dying also, I put them on their body. All these things. But it has to occur that time. You know, somebody dying in an intense condition, you may not remember. But sometimes I have brought all those things and touched to that person's head, everything what I have got. One time I did exhibition in my house and I called devotees. My one room was filled with all those things. Devotees were just visiting and watching. I had put labels, what all things are there, all precious things of the Lord, very rare things. And on 2015, I am taking Yatra to Jagannath Puri when the body exchange will take place. New body will be formed. That time I am going to take Yatra to Jagannath Puri. All of you are invited. I keep inviting. But only few of you come. When I ask how many of you come, only one, two hands raise up. Others don't know what I am talking about. So I am simply in Bombay, advertising agent. My job is to advertise to you the kingdom of the Lord. And those who are willing can come. I can subscribe you and get you entrance. The most beautiful experiences in life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.